This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Tomorrow night, the ball will drop, we'll clink glasses of something bubbly, and 2014 will come to a close. For most businesses, the fiscal year will close too. But not all of them. Some companies close the books in March or July or even October. Marketplace's David Weinberg looked into why it is that not all businesses share the same fiscal cycle.
Time is relative. An hour to a person on their deathbed is like a tiny lifetime. For someone else, it could fly by while they play Candy Crush. Perhaps time is a concept best explored through poetry.
I'm Dr. Goose, the limerick writing economist.
Dr. Goose, a.k.a. David Lefkowitz, is a New York banker. He's here to help explain the concept of a fiscal year in a limerick.
A fiscal year is normally chosen as the time that the auditor goes in. It's often year-end, but that will depend on the month that the seasonal low's in.
Let's dissect that first line, a fiscal year is normally chosen. Normally, because most companies close their books on December 31st. But that doesn't make sense for some industries. Take agriculture, for example.
If I'm in the agriculture business, I'm going to want to choose a fiscal year that corresponds to the time when agriculture is at a lull.
Farmers often take on debt when crops are planted, think spring, and then hopefully pay off that debt and turn a profit when crops are sold, think fall. So it doesn't make sense to end the financial year while holding all that debt. Every industry is cyclical, so it makes sense that their fiscal year corresponds.
There's some March, which is usually retail. There's some June and then some September. And then every now and then you'll have what I would call like an off-quarter one, which would be, you know, February.
Alon Kalai teaches business at Columbia. He says ultimately it doesn't matter what date the fiscal year ends on, because quarters are compared to quarters and years to years, regardless of when on the calendar they fall. Cheers. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.